Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. One thing that people forget about rock and roll is that it is a form of music that is a mixture of many other styles. And under rock and roll, there are several subgenres that are a part of the family. On this edition of the Renegades Radio Podcast, we're going to look at one of those subgenres that has almost disappeared from the spectrum. Southern rock is one of those brands of music that you immediately know when you hear it. A gumbo of hard rock, country music, blues, bluegrass, some jazz, even a little rockabilly, Southern rock arguably is one of the things that helped rock and roll become a thing in the 1950s. You don't believe me? Bo Diddley and his Bo Diddley beat was blues-based, while Elvis Presley tapped the blues and gospel for his sound. Along with Buddy Holly, who brought a rockabilly beat, these and other men hailed from the Deep South and helped to create the Southern rock idea. But it was the music of bluesman Lonnie Mack that can be argued provided the blueprint for what Southern rock would sound like. Originally called a blue-eyed soul singer, which is what white men who sang R&B songs in the 1960s were called, Mack became better known for his bluesy, aggressive instrumental work on the guitar. In 1963, Mack would have his greatest success before the British invasion came and shuffled him into exile for a few years. Take a listen to this song and see if you can identify the basis for the Southern rock sound. Here's Memphis from Lonnie Mack on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. Maine. Oh, can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man. Spell him. Going back down the Kansas tomb, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him. Thank you.
That was Creedence Clearwater Revival, wrapping up a set of music from arguably the musicians who formed the base for what would be Southern Rock. I Put a Spell on You on the Renegades Radio podcast. Kudos also have to be given to Bo Diddley and Canned Heat, who made their mark on the genre in the 1960s. The 1970s were the heyday of the Southern Rock genre, marked by large bands that employed two, sometimes three lead guitarists, two drummers, horn sections, and usually female backup singers. These Southern rock bands were led by two groups, the Allman Brothers Band and Lynyrd Skynyrd. While there were others who made some fantastic contributions to the genre, the Allmans from Georgia and Skynyrd from Florida became the bands who made Southern rock a power in the music industry. The Allman Brothers Band were led by the soulful voice and bluesy piano playing of Greg Allman, backed up by the scintillating guitar work of his brother Dwayne and a host of some brilliant musicians. While being one of the most popular acts in Southern rock, it is also arguable that the Allmans were one of the first jam bands, who would often stretch their songs out to epic lengths with long, stylized solos. Along with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we'll talk more about them in a moment, the Allman Brothers Band were the linchpins of the peak of popularity of Southern rock in the 1970s. Jamming to the boys from Georgia, here's Whippin' Post on the Renegades Radio podcast.
Run down, myself in sorrow. As I look at what you've done, but nothing seems to change. The bad times stay the same, and I can't run. Second floor, bragging about this time, I won't be. can take my place. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm going out that front door. There's a man down there. Now
Mr. Breeze.
On the Mount Rushmore of Southern Rock beside the Allman Brothers Band, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd and What's Your Name on the Renegades Radio Podcast. It is not a stretch to say that Skynyrd, named after a gym teacher the band members had in high school, Lynyrd Skynyrd, is the first band that people think of when it comes to the Southern Rock genre, and they did it in a rather short period of time. After making their first success in 1973 with the epic Freebird, Skynyrd would go on to crank out several Southern rock anthems, including Sweet Home Alabama and That Smell. But in 1977, a plane crash would kill their lead singer Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines and his sister Cassie, who was a backup singer for the group, and their road manager. The plane crash would essentially end the reign of Lynyrd Skynyrd on the charts in the 1970s. Ironically, the Allman Brothers also had tragedy impact their group. In 1971, just as the band was beginning to gain some recognition, Duane Allman was killed in a motorcycle crash. Just over a year later, bassist Barry Oakley was killed in another motorcycle crash in the same area that Allman passed away. Although they would continue to work, by the end of the 1970s, both the Allman Brothers Band and Lynyrd Skynyrd were no more. Southern rock would forge onward, however, driven by bands that expanded the genre. One of the top Southern rock stars of the 1980s was the band 38 Special, which featured a connection to Skynyrd that no doubt helped their popularity. Led by singer Donnie Van Zandt, the late Skynyrd singer Ronnie's younger brother, 38 Special would grind out their style of Southern rock, a little more polished and a little less jammy, that would serve them well through the 80s. Kicking off a look at the evolution of Southern rock in the 80s, here's 38 Special and their anthem, Rockin' Into the Night, on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Which way the wind's gonna blow? me. Yeah, we're headed to the drive-in on a Saturday night. Just me and my baby and a six-pack of light. Got a pocket full of money and I'm raring to go. Down to Dumas Walker's right after the show. They'll be shooting marbles in the back of the store.
Got a hold of 10.
Rocking out with the Robinson Brothers, Chris and Rich, and the Black Crows. That's Remedy on the Renegades Radio Podcast. It is arguable that the Black Crows were the last great Southern rock band to come along, although there are a few stalwarts that continue to carry the banner for the genre. There are some of the old guard that still crank out their brand of music, such as ZZ Top, and some old guard stars who are part of new acts, such as the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And there are some newcomers who are making their mark. One of those bands is the Atlanta, Georgia outfit Blackberry Smoke. For the last 15 years, Blackberry Smoke has been carrying on the tradition of some of the old-style Southern rockers, which is immediately recognizable in their work. As we look at the current state of Southern rock, here's Blackberry Smoke and Leave a Scar on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Shoot me with two and don't be slow. You only got one good way to go. Get naked, buck naked, buck naked. It's the only way to go. 26 chicks all tied in a knot. Ain't all good, but it's what we got. So get naked, buck naked. Let me see you naked. It's the only way to go.
Get naked, dancer.
Maybe, and I said I'd let her get naked, buck naked. Let's get naked. It's the only way to go. Get naked. Everybody get naked. Buck naked, it's the only way to go.
Get naked,
get naked, get buck naked, yeah.
Glory. truth around your head. Bound for glory, I ain't getting out of this bed. The sun comes crumbling on. Yesterday's dead and gone, and I feel I'm bound for glory, dreaming in a cowboy song.
That's the Tedeschi Trucks Band, putting a bow in the ribbon on our look at Southern Rock and Bound for Glory on the Renegades Radio Podcast. In a way, it is apropos that we finish with Derek Trucks, who founded the Tedeschi Trucks Band with his wife, Susan Tedeschi. Trucks was once a member of the Allman Brothers Band, serving as a connecting thread between the glory days of Southern Rock and the way it looks today. What happened to Southern rock, and why isn't it still prevalent? Well, rock music as a whole has suffered since the major arbiter of chart success, Billboard, changed its tabulating procedures in the aughts. That change, which takes into account streaming on channels like Spotify and views on YouTube, along with physical album sales, basically has shuttled rock music to the side in favor of the latest Teen Sensations video that's been streamed 100 times or listened to on repeat over iTunes. It could also be a political thing. Southern rock was built on a tremendously proud base, that the South and its heritage was historically important. This was shown in the display of the Confederate flag at their concerts. It isn't clear if the band supported this or not, although some thoroughly embraced it, and in the thoughts that the South would rise again to prominence. That philosophy today isn't nearly as embraced as it was in the 70s and 80s, and that could be a reason for the decline in the genre's popularity. Whatever the reason, it is disappointing as Southern rock, as you can see from its history, has been a solid part of the rock and roll stew and its history. On the next edition of the Renegades Radio Podcast, we're going to talk about one of the most historic clubs in the history of rock music. When it was opened in the 1970s, a little club called CBGB's wasn't expected to be much. But over the span of a couple of decades, it would serve as the launching pad for some of the biggest acts in punk, rock, and new wave music. It is a tale that needs to be told, and along with the music that we'll play, we'll look back at CBGB and what made it popular. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at renegades_radio, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/rengaderadio, that's RENGADERADIO, and on Instagram at renegadesradio. Finally, if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio Podcast, be sure to email us at tampaearl@renegadesradio.com.